Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Oztober. Celebrating everything fantastically great. Is that a word? Is that a phrase about Australian music? I think it is. That is the men there. Men at Work and Be Good Johnny. Yes, Oztober celebrating everything great about Australian music. That's better if I said it like that, eh? Well, it's only early in the morning. Looking out towards the east, another beautiful sunrise. A little bit of cloud around. And I think we're going to get some wet stuff today. Looking at the radar, really good falls around Mungindi, Moree, Lightning Ridge, heading towards Inverell and Armidale. At the moment, it's going over Gunnedah, Canamble. It's been through Ningen, around Mudgee and Dubbo and Denman, Scone, Nowandock, Tamworth, and it's heading our way for the next 3 days, apparently. So, anyway, fingers crossed that it just doesn't sort of pass over and give 2 mils. That we get some solid rain there for our farming communities. Hope you had a good Wednesday. I had a great Wednesday yesterday. Got lots of jobs done here and at home. Managed to hit a golf. Gee, it's a great leveller. I had one of the best rounds of my life last week. And yesterday, oh, please, I got the yips with the chips again. I think I had 7 shots out of bunkers yesterday. Fair dinkum. I have nightmares about them last night. But anyway, it was great to catch up with Rob at Emerald Down. See the photograph of little Oscar, who's 5 weeks old. Good on you, Rob. Gee, I forget how old I am, you know. Rob's dad, Chris Tickner, used to teach me at the golf camp at Glenmore back in the early 70s. Can you believe that? Geez, I'm old. Anyway, it was good to see Rob's little ones. A great stage in your life in the firstborn. Wow. Good on you, Rob. Okay. As I said, cloudy, high chance of rain today. Most likely arriving from late this morning. Now, some of these falls could be heavy in the south, and they're going to throw in thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, and 18 to 25 degrees for today. Now, major news stories of the day. Poor old Indonesia. It's gone through a shocking couple of weeks with over 1,000 people losing their lives in these terrible weather conditions that have led to tsunamis, etc. And now they've got a volcano erupting. Now, the latest news is, as you've heard with Hannah at 5, no lives have been lost at this stage, but we'll keep an eye on that this morning. Also, this awful story coming out of Sydney yesterday with a council worker mowing the grass at a popular Sydney park at Hunters Hill, discovering the body of a woman after drag marks. He saw drag marks into the bushes. Also, British Prime Minister Theresa May says if Britain holds their nerve, they can get through Brexit that delivers a great deal for Britain. And talking about Britain, Sir Richard, of Virgin Atlantic's founder, Richard Branston, has guided a biofuel-powered aircraft into Gatwick Airport after its first ever transatlantic flight. You'll see more about that on the news tonight. And how's this? In Scotland, a 60-year-old whiskey has been sold for a record $1.5 million Australian at an auction in Scotland. There you go. Locally, investigations are underway following a fatal pedestrian crash after a 37-year-old man died after being hit by a B-double truck heading north near Grafton overnight. Now, anyone who may have witnessed the crash is urged to contact Crime Stoppers on 1-800-333-000. This is a good story too. The Port Macquarie Koala Hospital is celebrating the purchase of a portable ultrasound machine. Now, this ultrasound will be used for conducting health assessments on koalas in the wild. Now, the unit was funded by CTK Natural Resources, a local company which is establishing a quarry in Broken Bago State Forest under licence from the Forestry Corporation. In sport, the fallout from Canterbury's disastrous Mad Monday continues, with a second sponsor dropping the NRL club. Short sponsor Wicked Sister Desserts yesterday said it had terminated an agreement reportedly worth about $350,000 over the incident and the Bulldogs' handling of it. In sport, of course, plenty happening tomorrow. Sees the running of the $150,000 Carlton Draft Port Macquarie Cup over 2,000 metres. Each of the 8 races is worth a minimum $30,000. Yes. And at the weekend, in surfing, 7 of New South Wales' best board riding clubs will venture to Coffs for the Northern New South Wales Nudie Australian Board Riders Battle. Well, that's the name of the juice. They aren't actually surfing in the bollocky, if you know what I mean. Yes. On the show today, lots happening today, which includes We're going to catch up with Chairman of the Hastings Cancer Trust, oncologist Dr. Stephen Begbie. Now, at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, this is a great initiative. They're doing Octobra. Take a bra into the Port City Bowling Club and they will donate a dollar to the Hastings Cancer Trust. And, of course, the bras that are donated will also go to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge. What's the trust all about? Why was it formed and what do they do? I think you're going to find it's a marvellous story. I know the story and I can't wait to get to talk to Stephen to tell the story. Now, 100% of this money raised stays local to help people dealing with cancer. And we'll talk more about that with Stephen around 7:45 this morning. Also, given at the Warhope Pool, the revamped Warhope Pool opened yesterday, we're going to talk about your favourite dives. I know you're not supposed to dive, but we all do, into the pool. What's your favourite dive? I really cannot top a good cannonball or a bomb. I think it's the same thing, isn't it? Also on the show today, the $1,000 birthday wheel. And if you're birthdaying today, you're sharing it with the likes of Dakota Johnson, Susan Sarandon, and Jim Cairns, Australian political figure. Also, it's Tradie Thursday today. Now, today, Christy will be in the Lighthouse Beach area going to a construction site with a group of tradies that are working on the job. Talon Buxton and his electricians from Clancy Corporation and the great Shippy, yes, the great Anthony Shipway and his carpenters from Shipway Construction. And Christy will be out there with the new oak mocha flavoured milk, the Tumblegum Bakehouse goodies, and it's all thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories on Hastings River Drive. And we'll play the guy's favourite rock song, all right? We're going to do that as Triple M rocks our tradies, as we do each and every Thursday. 13 27 10, you can email midnorthcoast@triplem.com.au. Get us via the Facebook site or indeed our website. When you missed any part of the show, just go to my page and press catch up. It is all there. It is very simple to do, okay? 13 27 10, we'd love to hear from you here on Strawdy's Brekkie Show at 14 past 5.
CNN Cactus National News with Sandra Silly.
The top story: Labor leader Bill Curley has fallen further behind Scott Rabidon as preferred PM and is now refusing to accept dinner invitations with colleagues.
Well, they all seem to be how to host a murder party, and I'm a bit nervous.
Meanwhile, the nation's latest ex-PM, Malcolm Turnbull, says his replacement candidate in the seat of Wentworth, Dave Shalom, is perfect for the job.
Indeed he is. Dave's history working in Israel during all that bloody conflict between the Arabs and Jews means he'll be right at home in this government.
The latest in show, Biz Now with Richard Richard.
Oh, Sandra, terrible news for legendary TV presenter Ernie Dingo. He was out filming a segment for his new series of Going Places with Ernie Dingo when he was shot in the buttocks. Oh.
Yeah, I'll give you a tip. Never get too close to the tents in the Uluru camping ground when your name is Dingo.
Oh, Sandra, I'll kiss it better for Ernie anytime.
Sport. Now with Big Gazza Roidman.
Yes, Sandy, champion female middleweight boxer Cheryl the Pulverizer Pugsley has again become outspoken about equality of the sexes. I spoke to her gym side.
Oh, ask you, Gazza, which is more brutal, women getting knocked to the canvas or women denied equal rights, hey?
Well, so you think the glass ceiling might be on the floor?
Yeah, exactly. It's not as if we lose our femininity. Like, we've got good bodies, we still wear makeup, and sometimes we gossip in the clinches.
Yeah, good on you, love. Go for it.
Yeah, but there's one problem, Bart.
Yeah, what's that, love?
Finding a bra for cauliflower norks.
Lovely personality, though, Annie.
Sandra Silly, CNN.
How green was my cactus for the Bonnie Hills Garden Centre and Cafe? Planning your spring garden? They have everything you need in stock now.
Strawny Leagues, the latest entertainment goss.
Brought to you by Southwest Rocks Country Club, the premier entertainment venue in the Maclay Valley.
German industrial metalers Rammstein are hoping to release their new album early next year.
Auch ein bisschen, also sehr viele Liebeslieder drin und bei...
At least I think that's what he said. Oz legend Daryl Braithwaite will play the LUSC tomorrow week. Tickets are $40 to go riding on the horses. Don't sing, Strawn. And the Town Green Inn in Port Macquarie is hosting a bachelor finale party tonight at 6:30. It's to raise funds for women's cancers. Now, will Nick end up with Port Macquarie's own Brittany? It's on tonight. The event is hosted by the Cancer Council. Tickets are $10. And, of course, October is the Cancer Council New South Wales Breast and Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. How are you feeling, Nick?
Mate, I'm as nervous as a mouse in biology class.
Triple M's fishing best bet.
Here he is, the one and only Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Stroy.
Well, what a beautiful start to the day, but the Weather Bureau, who've been known to get it wrong, say we are going to get...
Gloom and gloom. I don't know where you're getting all this.
I don't know.
It's absolutely beautiful out here.
Yeah.
I can't see the cloud in the sky and there's not a breath of wind.
I know. I might have to wear another mask as I get out today. But looking at the radar, Bluey, Moree's getting in at the moment. Lightning Ridge, Walcott, Canambo, or Dubbo, Mudgee, Orange, Bathurst, and it's just sneaking into the back of the Putty Road there and also into Scone. Taree might be getting a few showers, and west of Kempsey, there's a little clump there. So hopefully we get it where we really need it today. I know in Lee's news, he was talking about the dairy farmers having a meeting in Wauchope yesterday. They're just about at their wits' end, and let's hope they get it. What about the fishing yesterday, that northerly, Bluey? Isn't that shocking?
Yeah, it was no joy yesterday, that's for sure. Our windows of opportunity crashed right on mid-morning, and we never got another line in the water all day, unfortunately. We tried a couple of times, but it was just hopeless. We just had to go home and just get ready for the day. That's it.
Yeah, well, it's
going to end the day.
Yeah, I'm just looking outside at the moment. The leaves on the trees are just starting to rattle a bit, but there's no real strength in it at the moment. So I suppose we've got to get out early. And where do you think we should go?
Yeah, well, we're just heading towards the bottom of the tide, so it's not too bad. And as I say, plenty of sunshine, plenty of blue water. So we're out for the breakwalls this morning. We'll try for a nice quality brim on mullet strips.
Okay, the breakwalls for brim. Okay. Clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, got a couple of clubs out this weekend. First thing in town here, the Port Macquarie Blue Water Fishing Club. We've got their Sunday comp on. 12 o'clock weigh-in back of the marina, followed by a barbecue. Also, the Hathead Amateur Fishing Club, 12 o'clock weigh-in back of their clubhouse, also with a barbecue. The Southwest Rocks Seabreeze Hotel Fishing Club, they've got their monthly cop on. The weigh-in starts on Sunday in the beer garden at 11 o'clock. And also, the Red Rock Fishing Club, they've got their cop on. And it's a weigh-in at 2 o'clock at the Corindi Pub.
Oh, beautiful, Bluey. Very nice indeed. Oh, good stuff. And a big weekend coming up. So much happening around the Mid-North Coast and indeed for our holiday makers. Let's hope the weather dumps the rain and then nicks off to be nice again for the holiday makers. And, of course, Bluey, tomorrow, I've got a bit of homework for you. I mean, you're free of footy commitments now, but the $150,000 Carlton Draft Port Macquarie Cup is being run tomorrow over 2,000 metres. Do you reckon you could give us a Port Cup best bet tomorrow?
Not a problem.
Not a problem. Okey-dokey. Good stuff. And I'm still in shock over you telling me I got the bickies in the final competition in your tipping, and I came from 10th. I cannot believe
that. Yeah, outside. Yeah. You said you were a bit of a whipper, weren't you?
Yeah. But the one I couldn't believe is the wingers are always popular in the first and last try scorers, but I suppose a few took sentimental stuff, maybe for Billy Slater, or did they go the reserves, Bluey? What was the most popular pick for the first and last try scorers?
Centres, mainly.
Yeah? I love Latrell Mitchell, I suppose. Centers. Yeah.
Yeah, they were looking for them for first and last try scorer. I was looking for the forwards.
Jeez. Mm. Anyway, well, you never know in the game of football. Now, also, you always tweak the rules somewhat during the off-season. Now, are there any you're considering? Now, I'm throwing one at you called the multiplier, right?
The multiplier.
This is what you do. Okay, you pick two games out of the round, and it is the first one times the second one. All right, so say if you've picked two safe ones, well, it'll be three times three. That'll give you nine, all right?
9 points.
What about if you went 2 5-pointers, though? Five by five, Bluey, it'd be 25 points. See,
I need my calculator out to add up the points.
I know, but you know what I mean? You could be really brave, or you could just stick each week with a couple of what you think would be a sure bet, you know? So it could be very, very interesting. Now, this all goes towards a committee meeting. Yes, look, don't worry about what they're trying to do with the China-America free trade. This is a very, very big issue. I know, Blue, you're going to think about this for months, aren't you? Because you don't even consider cricket season, do you? You just have footy season and the pre-season. Well, we're in pre-season at the moment, Bluey, aren't we?
That's right.
Anyway, tomorrow is Friday, as we mentioned, 5th day of October. We'll need a bottle of best bet and a Port Cup best bet, Bluey. And today, we're going to get hammered by this win. You're sending us out early to the Breakwalls.
Out to the Breakwalls, take a bit of strip mullet with you and try for a nice quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ostrawny.
Showers and a top of 25 on the mid-north coast today. Good morning, I'm Lee Jollo with the latest local news. Federal Minister for Agriculture David Littleproud on the mid-north coast yesterday to meet with local dairy farmers. He was on hand at a dairy industry forum at the Wauchope Country Club where discussions were held on some key issues and challenges faced in the industry. Line MP Dr. David Gillespie also in attendance. He says a code of conduct is one way farmers could gain much-needed assistance.
Yes, there are problems in the dairy industry with the contracting. The price of milk must reflect the cost and a profit margin for producers, otherwise they'll all leave. There is an imbalance in the industry.
A portable ultrasound machine will help the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital with their important work. It's said to be used to carry out health assessments on koalas in the wild, with the hospital routinely out in the field in the Hastings and Macleay. The marsupials will be quietly captured, given a full health screening in a field clinic, then fitted with a special collar, which can track them for up to a year. Nominations are now open for the 2019 Telstra Business Women's Award, recognising successful female Mid-North Coast community leaders. 2018 winner Violet Rumeliotis, whose not-for-profit business helps refugees and asylum seekers, says the accolade opened plenty of doors for her.
I've been the recipient of numerous awards and opportunities since winning the award, and SSI's work has been elevated and brought to the attention of a wider audience nationally and internationally. It's been extraordinary.
And a life-saving drone is being credited for keeping the community safe in and out of the water. Through the onboard camera, lifesavers were able to respond quickly to the Sea Acres National Park fire on Tuesday and ensure there were no people stranded on the walking trail. Now to sport. The results are in for day one of the State SAP Championships for girls in Coffs Harbour. Football Mid-North Coast kicked off proceedings against Macquarie before facing Hunter Valley in the under-12s, winning both games 2-0. Good news also out of the local 14s camp, where our girls played Northern New South Wales SAP first up and came away with a 2-goal victory, then yet another 2-goal victory against Hunter Valley before finishing with a 3-0 triumph against Warners Bay. Today, it's Football Mid-North Coast girls against two separate Northern New South Wales select squads in the under-12s and in the under-14s, Northern Inland and Adamstown. And that's the latest news and sport.
Triple M Beach and Surf Conditions with Hutto.
Powered by Kempsey Camping World, Complete Angler and Kempsey Firearms. Now under one roof at 44th Smith Street, Kempsey.
Good morning. We have a north to northeasterly wind blowing. It's making a mess of all our beaches except those protected northern corners. And we've got a nice little swell running at the present time. A little bit out of the northeast. Wave size is around that 3-foot mark. So those northern corners should improve as the day goes on too. That low tide is around 9:30 this morning. High tide's around 4:30 this afternoon. And the water temperature is around 18 to 19 degrees.
Keep on loving me. Triple M at Mid-North Coast. It is Strotty for Brekkie and the hot chocolate there with their tribute to Lee Jollo. You sexy thing. There you go. Come on, I'm trying to pump your tyres up, Lee.
You
Come
go.
On.
Thanks, mate.
He's available, ladies. It's a 7-7. listen,
what a
too. I'm talking about a stitch up. Our sister station up the hallway, Hit FM, Cass and Bodge. How about this? Bodge in 3 weeks reckons he can lose 10 kilos.
Is that his target?
It's his target.
I knew he was on
it. I've never seen a bloke love food like him. I think he's a bit better now, but sometimes I'd come in on a Saturday morning, like if I was on the way to rowing or something like that, just to have a cuppa and say good day on the way down.
Yeah.
He'd have an energy drink and a packet of Oreos.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be breakfast.
And often I'll see on Facebook he does like a status every now and again. Yeah. Sitting in bed eating a whole roast chicken.
That's right, yeah. Now, yesterday he starts the journey, right? Now, someone's tipped him into you can cook eggs in the microwave.
Mm.
Did you hear what happened yesterday? He used four, I think.
Mm.
He didn't like the way they turned out, and he's had wind problems.
Oh, has he?
Yes. So I know you've got to go in there later. I've warned you, all right?
I might not go in there now.
Just do it from your little studio, all right?
Yeah.
Lee, what are the papers saying today?
Yeah, so on the Daily Telegraph today, the headline there, GST, Get Stuffed Treasurer.
Oh, I love a good acronym.
State Treasurer Dominic Perrottet has unloaded on his federal counterpart over changes to the GST, complaining that New South Wales would be ripped off billions of dollars for performing too well. Mr. Perrottet said New South Wales, already facing weakening property prices, was being punished for running a tight ship, while dud states Queensland and Western Australia were being rewarded for racking up debt and stuffing their economies. In the Sydney Morning Herald, diplomat warns of climate disaster. An architect of the Paris climate deal has lambasted the coalition for inaction on greenhouse gas emissions, saying it goes against the science, squanders economic opportunity, and risks Australia's international standing. As well as that, taxpayer wind beneath wings of international ex-PM of mystery, Prime Minister Scott Morrison has formally granted Malcolm Turnbull and his wife Lucy a taxpayer-funded overseas travel entitlement, a perk no other former Prime Minister has listed on their allowances.
All right, thank you for that, Lee. Now, locally, again, we've talked about this rain arriving, which is just going to be great for our farmers. Big meeting in Moorhope yesterday with the dairy farmers?
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't indeed quite a big one because Federal Minister for Agriculture, David Littleproud, was in attendance there. And he had a meeting, of course, with dairy farmers. And that was at the Moorhope Country Club. Discussions held on some of the key issues and challenges faced in the industry. Line MPs, David Gillespie was also in attendance. He's saying a code of conduct is one way farmers could get much needed assistance. So hopefully there we can see, I suppose, some promising developments for our dairy farmers in the future.
Good on you. All right, Lee, thank you for that. He's hurtling down the hallway to avoid Bodge to go into his little room. Thank you, Lee.
Cheers.
What the papers are saying. Thanks to Chris and V at the Plaza and Clifton News Agency.
Triple M, it's 11 past 7. Good morning, everybody. Strotty with you. Thanks to the locally owned club, the Port City Bowling Club. We're going to talk about October as a fundraiser for the Hastings Cancer Trust a little later on in the hour. But big news through yesterday, Moorhope Pool reopens. The renovations look fantastic. The kids love it. And I'm going to talk about what you're not allowed to do, but everybody does, and that is diving. Yes, your favourite dive. I did mention the cannonball or the bomb. 13:27:10. John, good morning. Did you call it a cannonball or a bomb, John, when you were diving?
It was a bomb.
Has it always been a bomb, hasn't it?
Yeah, never heard of the cannonball.
Well, that's
like
one of the
one you stuff in the cannon.
Yeah, I know. Now, John, your favourite dive?
Well, it wasn't so much a favourite. It was usually when whatever I was trying went horribly wrong and turned into a belly flop.
A belly flop,
painful.
Of course. Do you remember
Russ? Really painful.
Yeah. John, do you remember Russ Hinze? He used to be one of the ministers in the Bjelke-Petersen government.
Yeah.
I think they got him to start a charity belly flop competition. He must have been 25 stone. That was incredible. But, when you're not trying to do one, John, and when you did do the belly flop, it was very painful, wasn't it?
Yeah, very.
Mm. Now, also, Brad from Port Macquarie brings up a good one. Do you remember the penguin, John?
No, I've never heard of that one.
Well, this is where you're running towards the pool, right? But you keep your arms by your side. Now, that was always a dangerous one too because it could end up into a belly flop, which was very painful. But you couldn't put your arms out to break the water. Penguin. Thank you, Brad, for that one. And also one from Jenny from Port Macquarie. What about Rodney Dangerfield in Back to School with the triple Lindy? That was good as well. Good on you, John. Great memories. And, a bomb is a bomb is a bomb and sometimes can go wrong and end up a belly flip. Good on you, John.
Bye.
Thank you, buddy. Morning to all the mums and dads on the way to Moorhope Pool. It's Triple M. Triple M, it's coming up to 12 to 8, and it is October at my great sponsors, the Port City Bowling Club. Gee, they're a very community-minded organisation. We've done so much stuff together over the years. This is an absolute cracker. They're asking you to go into the club and take your old bras, all right? Now, for every bra that goes in there, into the big bins, you'll see them there. $1 goes to the Hastings Cancer Trust. Now, this is a local organisation. All the money spent locally, and I thought today we'd find out a little more about the Hastings Cancer Trust. Now, I've got the chairman of the trust, oncologist Dr. Stephen Begbie, on the line. Good morning, Stephen. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Stephen, talk to us about this organisation. I think, look, these days, whether you're at shopping centres or you're on the phone or getting stuff through the mail, it is an enormous industry, charities, and a lot of this money, up to 30 to 40 maybe cents in the dollar, sometimes is the only thing the charity gets. In this circumstance, 100% of the money raised goes towards the trust. They spend it locally. Tell us about the ethos of the organisation, Stephen.
Yeah, so the trust has been going since 2005, and we saw that there were some really good sort of national and statewide charities for cancer, but there was no local charity where people could give money and know that it was going to a cause that would be spent locally. And the exciting thing is that it's been run by volunteers for its whole 13-year history, so that I think we can say that practically 100% of what is raised goes to local causes.
Yeah, which is great. Stephen, can you give us some examples? I mean, it's helping people that are on the cancer journey, enhancing their quality of life, I suppose.
Yeah, look, it is. So over the years, we've probably raised $1 million, and over the period of time, we've given an amount of money away every year to cancer research locally, to seed funding new positions, to equipment for the cancer centre, for our local palliative care services, for education for nurses and allied health professionals. There's a lot of exciting things happening, and we know that we get a lot of good funding from government, but there are certain things that government won't and can't fund, and this is where the trust sort of fits in to try and supplement that funding.
And Stephen, I mean, you're right on the front line with this type of stuff. It must really warm your heart. I know you're a long-time local. It must really sort of make you feel good about our community we have here on the Mid-North Coast that this organisation exists.
Oh, look, it's been very exciting to be part of it. And look, places like Port Macquarie are just fantastic to live in. The community feeling and cooperation in all sorts of areas is tremendous. And, to see it as we support one another through a really difficult set of challenges is brilliant. So it's been a real eye-opener and a really exciting part of my work over the last 13 years.
Yeah, for sure. And being that, of course, it's a special month too for people that are dealing with cancer, it is very, very topical, and we are pleading with people, come on, go through the old drawers, have a look, get the old bras out, or even some new ones if you like, donate them to the club, and $1 from every bra that goes to the Port City Bowling Club will be donated to the Hastings Cancer Trust to continue the great work Stephen has spoken about there. And yeah, and the best thing about it also, Steve, is they're also not just going to waste and going to be tip-filled. They're going to the Hastings Women's and Children's Refuge, and it's all round just a really good story.
Yeah, absolutely. Great to be supporting the refuge as well.
Good on you, Stephen. Thanks very much for giving us your time this morning. And, well, I know the community in particular is so grateful that people like you are involved with the Cancer Trust and can help our locals here on the Mid-North Coast. Good on you, Stephen. Thumbs up.
Great pleasure. See ya.
Time for breakfast.
Strawny for brekkie. Thanks to the Port City Bowling Club with Octobra supporting the Hastings Cancer Trust. Triple M.
Triple M right across the Mid-North Coast. It is Thursday and the Bee Gees there. You should be dancing, and it is Oztober. as Triple M celebrates everything great about great Australian music like that. You should be dancing. Well, I know it's breakfast. Doesn't mean you can't dance. Come on. Cloudy today, rain in the afternoon, and thunderstorms tonight and up to about 25 degrees. And you can always get us, call us, email us, Facebook us, or get us via the website like Bailey has done. Good on you, Bailey. Love listening to Triple M. I'm from Taree. I've been in Port Macquarie for a few days. Going back to Taree tomorrow. Looking forward to the rest of the show. Good on you, young Bailey. Enjoy your time, mate. And, yeah, school holidays, how I used to love school holidays. Long time ago for me. But I know how it feels, mate. Lap it up while you can. Stay at school, mate.
Triple M.
Our birthday wheel. For 40 Wings, Port Macquarie. Wake up wonderful with a new bed from 40 Wings in the Port Home Zone.
Let's go to Laurieton to see what Linny's up to today. G'day, Lynn. How are you?
I'm really good, thanks.
Oh, you're just talking about young Bailey, who sent me an email. Do you remember what it was like that last Friday before, particularly the Christmas holidays, when it was like 6 weeks off? You were so excited.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yeah, I know. Anyway, the reality of work and real adult life is frightening.
Yes,
you were saying to Bailey, stay at school, mate. But anyway, Linny, we're going to try and give you $1,000. I've just got to match your number on the wheel. What number are we looking for you?
I'll go for number 20, please.
Number 20, Lynn. All right, here we go. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. Come on, number 20. Goes past. It's going to come round, will it? No, the rotten thing lands on the number 12, Lynn.
No worries.
Can't give you the cash, Lynn, but I've got your details, phone number, etc. End of the month, Christy gives away the Triple M bag, jam-packed full of goodies. You're in the running to win that. We thank you for the call. Good on you, Lenny. Now, other birthdays today. There are a few around the mid-north coast. I can tell you Kimmy Rayner is birthdaying today. Good on you, Kim. Had the householders settle down after the Roosters' great win in the grand final on Sunday. And people like Kim are sharing their birthdays with a famous Aussie, Dr. Jim Cairns, born on this day, along with Dakota Johnson and Susan Sarandon, all born on 4th of October on this day. Would you go away? I've got someone being silly in here. Go away. More coming up here at the Ebbs.
Oh, Strawny.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday, thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Yeah, and Christy's out at Lighthouse Beach on a job site this morning. G'day, Christy.
Hey, Strawny. Yeah, I'm hanging out with a couple of tradies, or a bunch of tradies, actually. I've got some electricians and some carpenters. So we're with Clancy Corporation and Shipway Constructions. And Talon is the big boss here at Clancy Corporation. He's got a couple of young fellas with him. But I've noticed something, Strawny. One of the young boys, he's got a brand-new shirt on, and I feel sorry for him because when you've got a brand-new shirt, it looks like you don't do any hard yakka. So you should put him to the test, Talon.
Yeah, we'll roll him around the dirt later.
Yeah, that's good.
And you, Strawny, of course, know Shippy here, the big boss of Shipway Constructions, don't you? You go a long way back.
We certainly do. Yeah, well, Shippy, do you know the big dog's coming up this weekend too?
Is he?
He is, yes.
You up.
He will. He will give it to me. Now, what do you think? Now, Shippy, how's this? This new Mocha milk that Christy's handing out, when it was in the fridge yesterday, she's got signs stuck all over it. Do not touch! So hopefully the staff haven't pilfered it and you people got some of it.
Yeah, we've got some containers here, mate. Delicious.
Excellent. And what did you get from Tumblegum Bakehouse?
We've got some donuts and some sweet stuff here for the boys too, mate.
Very good, very good.
Okie some brownies, they are looking good. Some jam drop donuts. Oh, delish.
Beautiful.
And hey, boys, I'll let you know too, at the end of the month, you guys are going to go on the draw to win a couple of ARB camping chairs. So, because you're the bosses, you delegate all the jobs. It means you two can sit down on the job.
Sounds good to me.
Typical. Now, part of this, Shippy and Talon, you get to pick your favourite rock song as Triple M Rocks of the Tradies, thanks to ARB. And if you're listening on a job site, you're very jealous, you're hungry, you're thirsty, just go to the Triple M website and we'll put you in the mix, thanks to ARB. What do they want, Christy?
We want Rocket by Def Leppard, mate.
Def Leppard. Now, we were talking earlier, Christy's a lot younger than me. Probably about a quarter of my age. She didn't know the drummer in this band. What does he not have?
He's only got one arm, mate.
He's only got one arm. On the job site, you've heard it before, as busy as a one-armed carpenter or bricklayer or electrician. Here it is. Thanks, guys. Have a great morning.
Triple M rocks our tradies with Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB Port Macquarie.
Triple M. It is Tradie Thursday. Thanks to ARB 4x4 Accessories on Hastings River Drive. For Talon and for Shippy at Lighthouse Beach. And their favourite rock song was indeed Def Leppard's Rocket. Yeah. Like us to come to your job site, just head to the website, Triple M Mid North Coast. It's that simple, thanks to ARB.
The Mid North Coast today. What's on for Holiday Coast Credit Union?
Yes, and we go to Christy, who's watching these grown men devour the tumble gum products and oak flavoured milk while she's doing the Mid North Coast today, Christy.
They absolutely are. And you know what? The boys are pretty stoked that we brought them some Tumblegum Bakehouse treats and some oak mocha. So it's a tradie's two loves combined, of course, with chocolate and coffee. But no, the thing is that Shippy normally has to go and run some errands and get some donuts for the boys. So he was pretty happy that he didn't have to do that this morning. I brought him free smoker.
Fantastic, Christy. Now we've got plenty on today.
We sure do. The Organic Belly in Port Macquarie is hosting an afternoon fundraiser to support the Port Macquarie Koala Hospital. The event includes a talk by a hospital volunteer. There's nibbles and chai tea along with raffle prizes and other activities. For car enthusiasts, hot rods are in Nambucca Valley for the 42nd Valor Rod Run in action until Saturday with the Show and Shine in Bower Street near Buckleheads on Saturday, hosted by the Dragons Hot Rod Club. And Kendall Bazaar is on today at the Kendall Community Centre from 9 until 2. And the Zumba dance classes are on every Thursday from 10 o'clock at the Nambucca Heads Community and Arts Centre. And of course, tonight it is the Bachelor Finale Party at the Tower Green Inn in Port Macquarie. So 6:30 is to raise funds for women's cancer. So we want to know, will the honey badger end up with Brittany?
Yeah.
Britt, we know Britt from Port. She's absolutely stunning on the show. We're all rooting for her, and hopefully she does end up with Nick, but who knows? So the event is hosted by the Cancer Council. Tickets are $10, and October is Cancer Council New South Wales Breast and Gynecological Cancer Awareness Month. So get along to TDs tonight.
Yeah, good on you, Chris. Now, another one here. I've just been trying to ring Chris Wright. I've been talking to Chris about this for a couple of months now. There's a really great ride, Christy, that's leaving Port Macquarie today. Now, I've just tried to grab him. They're leaving at about 9:30. He's probably got a million and one things on at the moment. Phone's engaged. But Chris is going to be joined by Bill Perferment, Neil Phillips and Ross Crawford as they head towards Wagga Wagga. And it's called the Beach to Bush Charity Ride. Now, as I said, it leaves at 9:30, raising funds for little Mia Stewart. Now, that's Chris's great niece, who was born with a rare condition called congenital femoral deficiency, or CFD. Now, Mia and her family are trying to raise $300,000 to get her to the United States to have some life-changing surgery. And, look, it's a really big ask, but the guys are leaving down from the Town Beach car park. If you want to help them with a donation, you've got time. They're not going to leave till 9:30. And this little girl really needs our help. So if you can, get down there today. And we wish Chris and Bill and Neil and Ross all the very best. They're a really good mob as they head out to Wagga today. And I hope the bad weather doesn't get them as they head out south today. Good on you, Christy. We shall talk to you same time tomorrow and same time next week. And if you want Christy to come to the job site, just head to Triple M Mid-North Coast. Thank you, Christy.
Thanks, Ronnie.
Strawny for breakfast.
Okay, that's it. Just about it for us on the show for today. It's been a really busy day. Now, if you missed my chat with oncologist and chairman of the Hastings Cancer Trust, Dr. Stephen Begbie, that's up on the Triple M Facebook site. It's a really great story. I know we get hounded for money for all sorts of charities. And as we've seen, as Ray's exposed and we've seen on, you know, various television shows, a lot of the times it's only maybe 30 or 40 cents in the dollar goes to the intended group. Now, with October at my great sponsors, Port City Bowling Club, they're donating $1 from every bra that's taken into the club and put in the bra bin to the Hastings Cancer Trust. Now, 100% of that money is used to look after local people, to help them as they deal with cancer. It's a really good story. If you missed it, just go to the Triple M Facebook site. You can download or listen to the interview there. On the show tomorrow, after 7, our top three things to do around the coast at the weekend. Also, we'll give you another chance to win $1,000, your last chance for the week on the wheel. And we'll also talk more about Oztober, a celebration of Australian music. Only Triple M Club members can win tickets to the Garage Sessions in tropical North Queensland, where you can sit there with a little drink with an umbrella in it and listen to some great Aussie rock. Whatever you're doing, enjoy your Thursday. Fingers crossed the rain arrives to Savo, folks. Stand by, Ray after nine.